Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene. Damn. Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now. Gravity. That's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein. Yeah. I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money. Damn. Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans. Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again. So tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again. Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man. Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? You just blast it down. I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan. I didn't choose to rap, he just fell into a backup plan. So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your veins. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel it, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When he looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared about us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms.
Money,
military, college.
Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33, and today is Friday, June the 2nd, of 2017, and the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. As you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you, and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the Word of God, the Word of Yahuwah and His Son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, gotta take a deep breath with this one. Today, my sisters, today is a message that is definitely not for new believers. Today's message is comes with a severe warning. This is a Hebrews 6:1 message. You guys know I say this a lot, but especially for my Clarinomics team, for the members that paid me, that are paying me, you paid me to assist you with getting to a place of optimization. So I owe you. This message is specifically for the paying members of the Clarinomics team. This is my class that paid me very good money to assist them with overriding And I made the mistake of saying your negative habit pattern. I do apologize, especially to the Clarinomics team, because when I make a mistake and I make an error, I'm man enough to tell you that I did. I should have never put the word negative in there. In fact, I should have put the word positive. I should have put the word current. So today is the day. We've already did the show where I guarantee you, in fact, I put $10,000 on the line to anybody that could prove me wrong, that I could guarantee any man, woman, or child walking the earth, I can tell you exactly why you are here based up on the numbers, the letters, and the music, math, music, and language. Now I got to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify what I alluded to in the last show when I talked about the difference between hoodoo and voodoo. And I talked about how everything, especially rhythm and blues, that's why it's called rhythm and blues. There is a rhythm to your blues. Your blues is rhythm, is rhythmic. As I've revealed, explained, illuminated, and simplified, I found mine out thanks to my first wife, who kept a diary of my cray-crayness, and it was around every year, September, for whatever reasons, I fell off the map. So I had to figure out my rhythm to my lunacy. We are in a lunacy, the moon. Most people are moonstruck. You are oscillating and vibrating like nightshade vegetables. You're getting the energy from the moon. Now, today's message is a very important message, because today I'm going to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify how to kill the beast. Now, the beast is not out there. It isn't a mystical dude or dudette, although it is what is called anthropomorphized. Anthropomorphized is the business of making gods. Now, anthropomorphification simply means that I'm going to make something real that may or may not be real. And how do I do that? This is the business of making gods. Now, today we're talking about how your cynicism kills the beast. One thing I got to give props to, and I wish he was listening right now, is my oldest son, who the music that you hear is his. The intro song that was just played is his song. And he's talking about I rise with the sun, and he talks about military, talking about everything that I've done, my son was against. And me and my son used to bump heads a lot. That poor dude got a lot of whoopings growing up when he was a kid. Because I took his cynicism as being disrespectful. Again, I was young, dumb, and stupid. I did not get a owner's manual to being a father. Now, there were some things that I did was needed, because there is definitely a way to respectfully disagree with the powers that be. You cannot go to the President of the United States and basically talk about, do things, because that's not politically correct. Everybody, the bottom line is this. We live in a world that is based upon auto-suggestion. Now, in the book, Think and Grow Rich, that I read when I was in my 20s, and that book is the foundation of all or most of conjuring. Now, as I talked about on yesterday's show, since we're not taught that what we learned in elementary school is conjuring, or what they call hoodoo, and which is now code word for voodoo. So voodoo is Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts stuff. That's a distraction. Everything that you do is a distraction to keep you from becoming aware. Now, this is what changed my life, so I'm not going to try to sugarcoat it. I'm not going to try to say some things that are not true. I'm not going to talk about things that I have not personally done. I can only tell you what opened my eyes to the truth. Now, everybody always asks me, Brother Will, why you always say that if we know what you know, that we would not be your friends or your friend anymore? You say that a lot. Well, I'm going to share it with you now. The Luciferian agenda is based upon Proton, which is inside of James chapter 3, verse 14, the neutron and the electron. Now, that is the Trinity that we have today. Now, that Trinity has been the word that I can't pronounce, anthropomorphized. So that means I'm going to take something and I'm going to make it bigger than what it really is. And I'm going to give it attributes that does not pertain to it. So the Luciferian secret society have a living water construct. That is the manipulation of the true living water, which is the mystery or the mist story. So the word mystery means M-I-S-T, and the word history means story. So it's a story about water, because you're made up of 75% water. And I've already did the show and wrote the book on the metaphysics of hydrogenes. I have a book I just released. I just finished it. It's up. It's available. I will continue the offer that I did. 50% off through June the 1st. Today's June the 2nd. So I will, anybody listening, you must, if you are a member of the Clarinomics team, you must have this book, Genie and the Genes. In this book, I show you exactly how the biological process takes place to keep you in a trance. Now, we are doing a class in my evening class. Everybody that's part of the Clarinomics program, you already know this. We are going through Romans chapter 12, where it says, be ye not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Now, we are breaking this down. The way that the system works is based upon subliminal messages or marketing. The way that that works is based upon repetition. Now, the way that that works simply, now, it's deep, but I'm just giving a basic understanding because, again, we only got a noonday show, and this is the free show. The people that get the meat of the message is the Clarinomics because, again, you are paying me to tell you the truth and not only tell it to you, to show you exactly how you are actually a part of this trans nation. Trans. It's not T-R-A-N-S. It's T-R-A-N-C-E. You are in a trance. It is a hypnotic trance. It is a very effective hypnotic trance. In fact, this hypnotic trance is so effective that the human brain is a prism. Now, we have what, and I talk about this in the book, it's called the crystal brain. There is a crystal skull that is a very, very sacred artifact. It is a religious artifact. So in order to lift the veil, you got to understand what we talked about yesterday, which is your aura. Now, everybody has an aura. Now, as I talked about in yesterday's show and the day before, the word aura is AU. AU is the two letters on the periodic table for gold. And gold represents God. Now, RA represents Ra, which is the Egyptian god, Ra, which is the sun. So we got gold sun. Or we got gold sun ray or light. So your aura is made up of gold. Now, I talked about what the ancient text called mining for gold. So all of the ancient text is a anthropomorphication of what happened to you, which is your mind is mind. Let me say that again. Your mind, M-I-D, is mind, M-I-N-D-E-D. Now, mining means I'm going to drill into your brain to extract something. So they are pulling out what is called, again, blood plasma. In the ancient text, it was called gold. So there is something inside of your body that something or someone, for the lack of a better term, wants. Now, that something or that someone, as we've talked about before, again, is what we call Lucifer. So thoughts are sounds. Sounds create vibration. Vibration creates energy. Energy creates friction that glows. This glow is the ray. So the glow ray. because the glory is the gold, and gold is God. If you take the L or Lucifer out of gold, you have God. G-O-L-D is G-O-D. So the way that the biological conspiracy of the cabal works, now again, all of this is broken down inside of my book, The Biology of the Temple, where I go in using biology and no scriptures, and I introduce you to a gene inside of your body called a lumiferance gene. Luma means light, ference means interfere. And so I introduce you to this way that we learn that it's inside the Bible that says faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now, there is a technique that is taught and that was developed, and they use primarily African-American or black people because of the melanin in our skin, which makes us a fit extension. We are easier to fall into lunacy or become a lunatic. Just look at most black folks. Why are most black people very religious? Now, I'm black, so I can talk about black people because I'm black. So don't email me and don't call me about being no damn racist. I'm simply trying to state the facts. B.B. King, again, was known as the king of rhythm and blues. Now, you can go to Google and type all this in. Just be careful with it, because I talked about it yesterday on how it works. It's inside of a Hollywood movie where I forgot, but I know it had Goldie Hawn's daughter, what's her name, in it. And it was in Louisiana, and they talked about conjuring and hoodoo in the movie and how they transfer bodies through constant repetition. Now, let me make sure you understand how you got to where you are. You went to school. Now, nobody told us what school was. Nobody told us that when we went to school, we went to elementary to understand the Elohim, so that way they could control our electricity. So elementary is the L, which means God. Mentary means mental. His name is Thoth, T-H-O-T-H, which is the word thought. So constant repetition. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing, and that's what the Bible says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So we learn how. Anybody, is there anybody listening to the sound of my voice that did not learn your ABCs through repetition? How about your multiplication table? Is there anybody listening to the sound of my voice that, number one, didn't go to elementary school, and number two, did not learn through rote memory? Anybody? Anybody did not learn by repetition? Well, constant repetition of any ideal or thought produces a hypnotic state. I have this inside of my book, Masters of Manipulation. So any type of a constant, it has to be constant repetition. It has to have a concentration of light energy that passes through the crystal prism in the human brain. This creates what is called a thought. Now, the secret, I have this inside of my book, The Ultimate Secret to Being Rich, The Law of Attraction, every get-rich-quick guru on the planet, Bill Gates on down to Zuckerberg or whatever his name that's over Facebook, they all do the same thing. What do? They understand the crystal light matrix. Now, I don't have time to explain it. It's just simply, it is what they call the phantom DNA. I explained it inside of my book, Genie in the Genes. Now, everything they can do, you can do. But you were never taught how to do it. I am here to teach you how to do it. I do it every day. Now, there is a biblical way, and then there is a non-biblical way. I highly recommend the biblical way. So it's repetition of a thought or an ideal. This repetition of this thought or an ideal achieves what is called a hypnotic control, or what they call a concentration of energy. I've been saying, and I have in my book, and I've been saying for 25 years, focus, discipline, and order. I've talked about how nothing in the universe only responds to a made-up mind. So as long as your mind is in a wave state, the universe doesn't respond. It doesn't collapse. So they have to make sure that you never do what I did. and that is become conscious. The key to destroying the beast is to become aware. Why and how? To achieve mass mind control. Same way they did to me when I was in the military. Same thing that they did to the police department. Same thing they did when I went to cemetery or seminary and became a licensed and ordained minister. They told me what to read. They told me how long to read it. They made sure that I was, all of my time was occupied. They separated me from my family. They told me that, they used the whole sleep deprivation. Look at how we do the medical students in residency. Sleep deprivation. Then they got into the whole fasting with the food deprivation. What all of this does, puts you in a hypnotic state. So this hypnotic mind control is you are being mined for your gold or for your mind. They are mining you for control of your mind. So they're using mining to mind your mind. Now, the way that they do it is the triune hex. It's a hexagon, it's a hexagram, and it's a hexachord. I'm only want to talk about the most prevalent one, numbers. Now, notice the word numbers has the word num in it. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. Let me say that one more time. Notice the word numbers has the word num. And let me say that one more time. Very, very important. Notice the word numbers has the word num in it. Let me say that one more time. Notice the word numbers has the word numb in it. Numbers are designed to numb you. Let me say that one more time. Numbers are designed to numb you. One more time. Numbers are designed to numb you. So everything that we base our life on in this world is based upon numbers. And so let me make sure you understand. Math, music, and language is numbers at their base and at their core. Numbers is how you numb somebody. Through the process of numbing you, they keep you in a wave state. So you are not conscious because consciousness creates new reality. The only reason that your current belief system cannot be overturned, now I used to say your limiting belief, excuse me, and I used to say your negative habit pattern. Now I want to say your current belief. Because now I'm learning that especially everybody in the Clarinomics group, that everybody's problem is their problem, including myself. And so the problem that you have is the fact that you think you have a problem because you're not conscious of the fact that the problem doesn't exist. The problem, you've been numbed because you're focusing on numbers. You're focused on the math, music, and language because we're inside of a triune hex that keeps us in a hex. Now, this hex means that you are unconscious, as we talked about during last night's class. There is not a soul, and again, I don't want to go, I'm trying not to go deeper than I have to because this information is very dangerous. So I thought with the information that I had, I could get the results for the group that I was trying to get. But I see a lot of members of the group are not getting the results because of I need to go deeper. And so the issue that you think you have is the issue that you think you have. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. So the issue that you think you have is the issue that you think you have. Let me say that one more time. The problem that you have, that you talk about, that you research, that you study, is the problem, because the problem is the result of the numbers that create the matrix that we live in. The matrix that we live in, how do you exit the matrix? You got to exit math, music, and language. Math, music, and language builds, it's the construct. It's the thing that holds your problem in place. The only reason your problem exists is because it is based upon math. It is based upon music. And it is based upon language. So you got to exit out. How do you exit out of that? By being cynical. Cynicism. By asking questions. By doing the same thing that I do every day. I wake up every day and I ask questions. I challenge the construct. I don't use math. I don't use music. I don't use language. I use it to identify my current belief. Once I identify my current belief, I transform it. I don't continue to use the same thoughts that help me identify my problem. The fact that you are claiming that you have a problem is the reason you have a problem. Let me say that again. The fact that you keep claiming you have a problem is the reason that you keep having a problem. You have to stop owning the problem. What is the problem? Numbers numb you. Music lullabies you. And grammar, wow, grammar minds you. So they have you under a triune hex or a spell to keep you from being conscious. Because the way that you become conscious is to simply do what I do every day. Wake up in the morning and I ask myself, why do I think I don't have no money? And then I set out to focus only on the problem, only on the solution. And that is create something that produces money. So I wake up in the morning, I say, why do I think I have bad health? And then I drop that thought. I get rid of the numbers. I stop my research and I take action by going to the gym, by lifting weight, by going on the treadmill, food in my mouth that is alkalinated, by drinking lemon water, by putting positive thoughts. I'm aware and I am conscious of the fact that my problem only exists because I'm using math, music, and language, because numbers numb you. The word numb is in the word number. Now, your world creates your world. Now, words create your world, but it's not W-O-R-L-D, it's W-H-I-R-L-E-D, world or world, W-H-I-R-L. So this world has to be replaced with a single standing column of waveform energy. Now, let me make sure you understand what I just said. Because again, everything exists in your world because of the crystal lattice matrix. Everybody has a triune brain. This triune brain is a triangle. And this triangle, if you shine light that comes from a Luciferian thought form, all light comes from thought. There is no, again, the Bible says, light came into darkness. Darkness perceived it not. So the light that you see, all of it, let me, Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. The hypnotic trance only exists because the light, the energy, and everything in this three-dimensional spatial hologram. Now, inside of my book, Genie and the Genes, that's why it is a mandatory read for everybody that's a part of the Clarinomics team. If you want to get rid of your current belief, not your, now, I made the error, and again, I apologize for saying your negative habit pattern. It's not negative. In fact, it's your positive habit pattern. See, every time you say yes to somebody else, you're saying no to yourself. So right now, you're saying yes to whatever you're doing. And that means you're saying no to your dream. If I say yes to somebody else's dream, that means I'm saying no to mine. See, the crystal lattice matrix works because the brain is triune. The brain is a triangle. It's a pyramid. When you shine light through a pyramid, it fractures the light to produce color, what we call hue. So you are a bent light being. This is the veil of deception. So you live in a 3D hologram. Now, the way that the hologram works, and I break this down inside of the book, which again, the most dangerous book I've ever written. I went out on a ledge on writing this book. Because what this book shows you is that a pictogram, an ideogram, and a logogram produces a hologram. That's what you are. You are a holographic image. Now, holography, wow. I got a whole chapter in the book that breaks this down. This is what exists. This is the rabbit trail. This is where we get the word hole, H-O-L-E. They said, hey, let's go deep down the rabbit hole. This is where we get the word holy, H-O-L-Y. This is where the way we get the word glow from the word Ra, gold, Ra, Egyptian god of the sun, which just means sun. So this is all what is called hoodoo. Now, I'm sure B.B. King did not know when he was singing rhythm and blues. Now, I listen to R&B. Have you ever looked at the definition of the word rhythm? Have you ever looked at the definition of the word blues? Why could the slaves work all day as long as they were singing? Why, when I was in the military, every time we went on a long formation run, we sang trance, chants, and I could run all day. The moment we stopped singing, the veil was lifted. Singing music puts you in a trance. Numbers, N-U-M, numb you. Math, music, and language is the elements that keep you trapped in the cabal, in the capsule. So in order to disconnect, in order to kill the beast, the only way that I did it, I don't know about anybody else, the only way that I did it was through cynicism. Now, let me explain. Now, my oldest son, B. Jola, I wish he was listening, man, because I got to give him mad respect. But that one thing that dude got is cynicism. Now, he's a cynic. I mean, he don't believe nothing. That fool questions everything. Now, I'm the same way, so I shouldn't be too mad at him. I'm his father. But growing up, I looked at everything for me. So instead of focusing and just buying, because every time I just bought something without looking and investigating it, I ended up with my dark behind out in left field. Now, I don't believe nothing nobody says. I look it up for myself because the universe is based upon auto-suggestion. It doesn't have to have no truth as long as I suggest it. The only way to kill the beast is to become conscious. The only way to kill the beast is for you to wake up. The only way for you to kill the beast is to disconnect from the matrix. Stop using math, music, and language. Now, I was hoping I didn't have to say that. I was hoping that everybody could override their current belief system without having to disconnect totally from the matrix. Because once you disconnect from the matrix, you got a whole new problem. It's just like in the movie The Matrix. When you disconnect from the matrix is that's how you earn your money. That's how you get health insurance. That's how you put gas in your car. Everything you do is based upon the matrix. And so your awareness, now you start questioning the matrix. And then the more you question the matrix, the more you draw attention to yourself because you start to stand out. Now you have the ability to escape and to be free. See, awareness kills the beast. Because the beast isn't real. Let me say that again. Awareness kills the beast. Why? Because the beast isn't real. Let me say that again. Awareness kills the problem. Why? Because the problem you think you got is not real. The problem that you got is, I guarantee me, email me. Anybody that got a problem, email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. I guarantee your problem is based in math, music, and language. I guarantee it. You got a psychological problem. Okay? You got a financial problem. Okay? That's a hexagon. Mathematics. It's sacred geometry. You got a health problem. That's a hexagram. So a hexagon, a hexagram, a hexachord. The health is probably more of a hexachord. It's more of a frequency. So they've proven that through vibrational healing. Now, inside of this book, Genie and the Genes, I have a whole chapter on what is called morphogenetic resonance. Now, you don't exit the matrix unless you have resonance established. You got to have a residency. You got to have a residence. Now, a residence is the place you live. Since you don't have a residence, you can't exit the matrix. You are dependent upon math to make your money. You are dependent upon music to make you feel good. You put on some, you feel bad, you put on some good jams. Hey, don't you feel good? Get your mojo going. Your mojo. What's your mojo? Remember where I looked that up? You looked it up. Oh, you didn't listen to the show? You know what mojo is? Oh man. So you don't even know what conjuring? How white magic? You don't know what good luck means? The God, good, G-U-D and G-A-D? Those two dudes are the gods of this universe. God, Gad, and Good. Gold, oil, and diamonds. G-O-D. Gold, oil. Oil now has been replaced by opium. Gold, opium, and diamonds. That's the beast. That is controlled by math, music, and language. But the moment that you become aware, you can't use that system. So you better have a residence. What is a residence? Your diakonia, you got the ability to do what I do. You got to be able to create money out of thin air. How do I create money? I just wrote a book out of thin air. Did some research, took my knowledge that I already know, wrote a book, put it out there, make money. You do the same thing. How do you do that? I teach you how to do that. That's the purpose of the course. The purpose of the course is to kill the beast. What is the beast? Your ego, your arrogance, your cockiness, that thing that's talking to you right now that's telling you, Brother Will don't know what the hell he's talking about. That. You got to kill it. Why? That's based in this dimension. The only way to exit this world is to stop the W-H-I-R-L, your world. Stop turning, man. Stop the emotional diatribe that you are on. Stop doing the current thing that you... I'm talking to me. Now, I say this all the time, so let me reiterate it again. I've never came on a freaking show with somebody's... system, like I'm so busy taking care of myself, I don't really have time to worry about other people's problems. I only think about your problem when we are personally talking during a one-on-one. The moment the one-on-one is over, I move on to the next client. Man, I basically am taking care of basically three families. I'm doing two, sometimes three shows. I'm doing four or five one-on-ones a day. I am doing diakonia reports, 600-page diakonia reports from scratch. I go to the gym twice a day. I try to spend time with my five children and my two stepchildren. And you think I got time? I don't have the time, man. I don't. I wish I did have the time to actually think about other people's problems, but I don't. Spending all of my time, I'm spending all of my attention, I'm spending all of my production, I'm tapped, T-A-P, I'm tapped out, homie. I'm tapped out. So the only reason, and this is, again, consciousness is awareness. Cynicism destroys and disconnects you from the matrix. You got to be a cynic. Now, what does that mean? You are part of the global stage and the global agenda. You are just one particle that's a part of this global magnifying mind control mystical prism. You ever look at the properties of a magnifying glass or a prism? See, it goes in and then it's magnified. So once thoughts enter, now hoodoo and voodoo, they take an amulet. And then they project their thoughts onto that amulet. Any amulet, amulet, it's an object. Jewelry, you can make anything into a powerful religious artifact by doing what they call projected thought. If you take your intention and your thought and you attach it to an object, it got a little power. If you take... This is the crystalgram and all of the other grams out there. Let's say you take a cross and everybody put their energy into that cross. Do you know how powerful that cross is? Man, I wish I had the time to break how properties, how physical properties are magnified by the collective consciousness, thoughts are energy and light. If you direct the conscious, the subconscious, and the unconscious brain at a object, let me get the word correct, anthropomorphize that object, it becomes real to you. The whole universe is based upon this concept. This is what the Lucifer and Illuminati elite know. In other words, the elite, they hypnotize people who are searching for the truth, and this hypnotization of people is based upon you focusing all of your energy, although it be good, into some religious or some sport or to some relationship or something, but as long as you don't focus it on yourself. You see, thoughts are words. Words are sound. Sounds are vibration. Vibration is energy. Energy is an entity. This entity is your inner glow. It's your energy. It's your inner genie. That's the reason I wrote the book, Genie in the Genes. Right now, the genie that is in your genes is not you. You're supposed to be the guy that is turning your genes on and off, but instead, some guy like me is turning your genes on. I can say a word, it'll piss you off, and then you got to respond. Because the genie, you're not the genie. Somebody else is the genie. You got to be the genie in your own life. That means you disconnect. Nobody can say nothing to me to get me to respond, whether it be subliminally, whether it be audibly, whether it be through a pictogram. Why? Because I am a cynic. What is a cynic? Let me make sure if you're part of the Clarinomics team and you paid me money, man, I feel like I like to lose. In fact, I'm not a good loser. So if you go win, I'm a Marine. In the Marines, we don't leave nobody behind. So if you paid the Clarinomics program in full, you're going to learn today. It's not an option. You're going to learn or you're going to disconnect yourself from me. You got to distance yourself from me. And it's really interesting because this happens all the time. And it used to bother me until I became a cynic. That's why you got to become one too. When you become a cynic, math, music, and language has no power over you. Nobody can say nothing to you to control. You got to become cynical. That is the only way to defeat the beast. That's the only way. There's no other way. Do you know the word contempt or the word cynical or cynicism? All of these words come from a root word, cynic, S-Y-N-I-C, cynical. Now, it's interesting because it has the word pessimist in it. The reason that I don't teach this is because it's very dangerous. Because people think that I'm saying, you should be a pessimist. No, you should be optimistically, enthusiastically, intuitively, energetically, enthusiasm, inspired by your residence or your resonance. Now, again, the way that you disconnect from your current belief system, which I call your negative habit pattern, mistakenly, because now I'm learning. Now, I know I was talking with Dr. Spann. I know she doesn't mind. And Dr. Spann was sharing me, and we was going through our one-on-one. And I told Dr. Spann, and we was talking about how cynicism and how me and her, because we both, our numbers are the same. And so it's real easy to coach or to talk to somebody because we're yes people. And so this is what I told Dr. Spann, and I know she was, she doesn't mind. I told her I'm going to share it with the group. And so I asked her, and she told me what she was doing. And when I told her this statement, I told her that you are getting paid very well. And her response was, really? Where is it at? Now, Dr. Spann, as I'm speaking, she's preparing for another lecture. Now, She does about three, this is her words, about three speaking engagements a week. Now, all of these speaking engagements are on somebody else's platform. All of these speaking engagements are, you know, for her to promote her books, her products, her service, her information. All of these speaking engagements, however, doesn't give her an honorarium or any, it's not paid, basically. But it gives her exposure. And so she's been on this speaking engagement. She's been doing this for some time now. And so, like me, when I go on Facebook and like what I'm doing now with my blog talk show, so my payment is the people who tune in to the blog talk show. So I am not getting paid to do this blog talk show. My payment is you listening to me. So Dr. Span is getting paid. Her payment is she's getting exposure. So as long as that's her goal, as long as that's her motivated abilities pattern, if that is her intention to get exposure, continue to do it. But if her intention is not to get exposure, because first of all, remember, before you can expose, you got to get the first E. You got to express. So I asked her, do you have a product, service, or information that you are extrapolating your information from? And so you can tell people to go and get that product. If you notice today, I've been talking a lot about my new book, Genie in the Genes. All the information that I'm talking to you today is from that book. So if you want to, if I am going to recommend that you buy that book so that way you can extrapolate more information. I asked Dr. Span, do you have that? No, I do not. Well, in my opinion, if you're trying to monetize your purpose, you need to have something. You need a residence where you live. You ain't got a house, but you at somebody else's house. You're on somebody else's program. You promoting their where's your program? Oh, you don't got a program, but you're on somebody else's program 3 times a week. They are monetizing you. They sucking your energy out. Oh, but they giving you the platform. Well, you can get your own platform. I don't want to go speak at somebody else's church. If I want to speak at a church, I'm going to start my own church. I don't want to speak on somebody else's blog talk radio. Nothing wrong with that. To get exposure, because nobody know about you, okay? I bring people on and let them come on. So I got 5,000 people who listen to this show. So by coming on to the show, it helps people get exposure. Just make sure that's the step that you are on. The three steps is express, expose, and expand. But you can't express nothing until you got a residence, until you got a place, until you got a resonance. Now, everything is based upon the seen gospel of peace that established the resonance. That's why it's not in the Bible. That's why most people never heard of the book. That's why that book is one of the most highly contested books. People say it's fake, it's false, blah, blah, blah. Why? They want your awareness. The guy that was making that movie Police State, he was talking about the martial law. They killed him, his family, and his dog. The guy who was making the movie about entitled Anunnaki, and this was shared with me with Sister Stacy. Yeah, he did. Why? What I'm getting ready to share with you right now. The only way to get out of the matrix is to return to your original awareness. Period. I've been saying it. I got a book called Being Authentic. That's the same thing. The only way for you to get out of the matrix is to stop these endless debates. Stop going to meetings. Stop all of this stalling tactics. Every time you come up with a problem, what you're doing is you're stalling your exit. Because problems are only rooted in this reality. So, again, I don't live in this reality. I'm outside of this reality. Cynicism shuns stupidity. A cynic says, that's stupid. I ain't going to do that. It doesn't make common sense. I'm going to take my energy out of it. I'm going to take my time. I'm going to take my concentration. See, the only way you can stay in the matrix is you got to buy into somebody's suggestion. Auto-suggestion, as it talks about in the book, Think and Grow Rich. That's part of the matrix. Let me tell you, now people say, well, Doc, what does that mean? What's part of the matrix? Brother, sister, everything on earth is part of the matrix. If it's on earth, it is the matrix. The earth is the matrix. Let me make sure you understand, because I don't think you got it. The Bible said that Satan, Lucifer, that old dragon who has deceived the whole world. The earth's atmosphere is surrounded by luminescence ether. Now, our atmosphere is Lucifer. So anything that you can see, touch, taste, smell, fear, did I leave any of five senses out? Anything that your five senses can detect is Lucifer. Anything. So you got to become cynical. So cynical means distrustful or contempt. Cynical means that you have a feeling of contempt. Now, contempt means it is the feeling that a person gets in regards to something that is worthless. It is a healthy disdain. Worthless. Let me say that again. Worthless. So everything that you're doing, Brother Willie, I'm trying to nobody else. I know everybody else in this program. But Brother Willie, everything that you're doing is worthless. Why? Because you're on Wi-Fi, not Bi-Fi. Father, touch the minds of your people. See, everybody on earth use Wi-Fi. I use Bi-Fi. See, I use the biological internet. Everybody else uses the Wi-Fi. They use the hypnotic internet. I highly recommend that you get off Wi-Fi and you get on Bi-Fi. That's, again, Genie in the Genes, the most dangerous book I've ever written. This book is not for new believers. That's why I'm charging everybody, whether you're in the program or not in the program. I don't recommend you buy the book, actually, because if you buy the book, then you're exposed to the truth. Then your problem now becomes a real problem because you know it's not a problem, and now you're carrying it around, and you can get rid of it anytime you want. And now the guilt, see, God doesn't hold you responsible for anything that you don't know. But once you become aware that the problems only exist because you want them to, you getting paid. As I told Dr. Span, you getting paid. When you go on, it's like me. I get paid to go on Facebook. I just figured out how to monetize it. I don't recommend Dr. Span stop doing what she's doing. I recommend Dr. Span take her products and her services with her when she goes on these other folks' show. Instead of talking about their stuff, talk about your own stuff. That's what I recommend. Then watch how fast they stop inviting you to come. I'm just saying. Contempt is a state of being on guard. Now, if you walk into a room and you're not on guard. Now, I've been like this all my life. Then growing up in the hood, yeah, that didn't help. That just made it worse. I've always been distrustful. I've always been, is that for real, bro? I've always been very critical. I've always wanted to know what motivates the other party. So you're going to give me $100? Why are you going to give me $100? I always was leery. I was a cynic. Now, a cynic is a person who believes, again, that maybe there's an underlying motivation behind people's actions. A cynic says that I'm going to exercise the virtue of self-control. A cynic has a cynical attitude. The only way to disconnect from the matrix is for you to become a in the Greek is called we talked about it last night is anikinosis. In the Greek it's called kinosis. It actually means dog-like. Now, I don't really like the term. That's why I really don't like teaching it. However, it is what it is. Cynic means anti-kinosis. It means kinosis. It means dog-like. Cynic, dog-like. It means canine. Now, dogs are interesting. A dog can, sniff out stuff. And a dog... This is why they use dogs to detect drugs. They got seizure dogs now. They say a dog can detect when somebody is going to have a seizure 30 minutes before the seizure shows up. You got to be dog-like. Brothers and sisters, a dog can detect the resonance before it becomes a thought. That becomes a sound. That becomes a frequency. That becomes a wave or vibration. That becomes a glow or a light. Before a thought can be formalized, a dog can detect it at least 30 minutes before, because a dog detects your morphogenetic field. Now, I talk about morphogenetics in the book, Genie and the Genes. But let me make sure you understand, brothers and sisters. Human resonance. The human resonance is your resonance. The law of resonance. I've already broken this down. We've talked about resonance. Resonance is the unconscious thought that you don't even know exists. It's the intention of the intention. Resonance is the state, is where you live. Your resonance is your residence. Father, touch the minds of your people. Your resonance is your residence. Your resonance is the source of your phoneton, P-H-A-T-O-N. Anybody want their cookies blown? Anybody want their cookies blown? Okay, let's blow some cookies. Your phonotone. It means your vocalization. It means your voice. It means your vocab. It means your vocal cord. It means your vocare, your vox, your larynx, your God. It means before God. The phoneton comes from, again, the part that leads to the vocalization. It is the breath under the lungs pressure. It's the breath of God. God blew the breath into man, and man became a living soul. This is the breath. A cynic is a dog. That a dog detects the breath of God before it becomes the utterance of a man. You gotta be able to detect the intention before it is even thought. That's how you disconnect from the matrix. The reason I can disconnect from the matrix, man, is I see stupid about 50 miles off, because I used to be stupid. Now I use my phone nation. I phone the nation of God. It's like you were part of Farrakhan, boys. You ever see the Farrakhan dudes? The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, them knuckleheads, because they don't have an original thought. Go talk to somebody from the nation. Every word out of their mouth is the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Man, what the hell you think? Well, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said. Now, no disrespect. When I was a Cretan, what do you think I said? Or the Reverend Dr. Bishop said. Or the Reverend, I didn't think for myself. I didn't have no original thought. I did not have a direct line to God. I did not phone. I didn't call him and say, hey, God, well, what's up, dog? Interesting, the word God is the word dog in reverse. God-like is dog-like. Don't tell nobody I told you. Become a dog, homie. Now, that's interesting that in the hood, we say to people when we greet, black man greet another black man, yo, what's up, dog? Interesting that we have that vernacular now. What up, dog? Interesting. I used to tell my son, hey, man, don't call me no dog. All his friends get together, call him to the N-word. Now, if they say nigar, hey, that means royalty. So these young fools may be on to something. They walk around and say, yo, what's up, my nigar? And if they say it that way, that means royalty. They might be smarter than we thinking. The young generations walk around and say, yo, what's up, dog? They call each other dogs. Man, I ain't your dog, bruh. Now, call me dog. I'm going to call myself a dog. Because dogs do stuff people can't. Before it leaves your vocal cords, a vocalization is the materialization. You got to detect it before it's vocalized. So So if you are responding to somebody's vocal cords, that means that you are connected to the trance. Because before they speak it, you already know it. So when somebody, this is why I'm always taken aback. I am like dumbfounded when somebody says, well, Brother Will, you said this and it bothered me. But I'm like, dude, you don't know me? Dude, you should know me by my vibe, homie. You should know me by freaking what I say. If I misspeak, I should never say a word that offends anybody that know me. Because you know me. You know me, man. You know that's not my intention. I ain't people could come and tell you something. Hey, Brother Will's a fraud, man. Brother Will's this. Dude, if you're part of the Clarinomics Club and you don't know me, man, then we got a problem. There's no way in hell we should be spending time doing a freaking one-on-one, and you mean to tell me somebody that don't even freaking know me can call you and you stop talking to me. That means, homie, you ain't my dog. You don't know me. Because if you knew me, you know my heart. You know my passion. You know I'm willing to die for this, man. I put my life on the line to do this stuff. And you think I'm going to come on, use a platform or do something like that? Man, I don't roll like that. If I'm going to say something to you, man, I'm going to look you in the eye, bro, and I'm going to tell you to your face. I ain't going to talk about you behind your back. We got a problem. We can sell it old school. Now, if that bothers you, that means you're connected to the system. Because you know that's Brother Will saying stuff that ain't got no emotion in it. Those, when I say curse words, they don't mean nothing. Because I don't curse. I just say it to ruffle people's feathers. Because some people get pissed off when you curse. They say, well, he cannot be a man of God. He said the F word. I heard him in the show, brother. The brother said the F word. I can't listen to the brother anymore. Man, get to stepping. Because you're not my dog. We ain't on the same team. We ain't vibing, homie. You on some cray-cray stuff. Because if you really are connected with me, you my ride or die, bruh. We can go anywhere, man. You call me, man. Because when the shizness hits the fan, you want somebody to hold it down for you, you call me, bruh. Ask my sisters. Ask anybody who know me. Go to my hood. They tell you, hey, don't call Will, man, unless you want the fight to pop off. Because he don't do stupid. I've been raised like that, man. I look a man in the eye and I tell him something. I ain't going to walk around and talk about you behind your back. That's how you kill the beast. You confront the beast. You tell the beast he's fake. You tell the beast he's phony. You tell the beast, yo, homie, I ain't buying what you selling. Because your vibe is off. I don't know nobody by what they say. I don't know people by what they do. I know people by what they vibe. Your energy feels. See, your energy don't lie. You can trick me with your actions. Man, women can fake orgasms. Men can fake an entire relationship. So people can act. Everybody's a good actor. So I'm not into the acting. Now, I used to be. That's how I can tell. Now, let me finish this. In love, I apologize if I've ever disrespected anybody on this show. I don't care if it was intentional, accidentally. That's not me, man. I've been disrespected. I know how it feels. I ain't trying to belittle nobody. I'm not trying to talk down to nobody. I'm not trying to make nobody feel inferior. I'm not trying to con nobody. I'm not trying to get, man, I can go get my black ass a job, man. And I'm really thinking about it because I don't want nobody to think that, you know, I'm out here because of the fact that I need you. No, nobody needs nobody. We're in this together. I see worth and value in you, man. I see worth and value in you, sis. And because I see your worth and because I see your value, that is why I continue to dialogue with you. But the moment that what I'm saying is of no value to you, the moment you think I'm blowing smoke up your butt, the moment that you think that, hey, what I'm saying is not the truth, it's just another version of it. Bro, tell me to kick rocks. Because trust me, brother, trust me, sister, life is too short to play games. Time is running out. The Luciferian agenda are focused on making sure that you stay a part of this lunacy. This is a lunacy of a 3D reality. That's why they come up with all these 3D movies to keep you inside of this hypnotic trance. And the only way to break this trance is for you to maintain an awareness by questioning the program. As long as you don't ask no questions, this counterfeit God of math, music, and language, of the three L's, fun, fighting, and effing, this counterfeit God will continue to run the show. And you will continue to be a part of it. I'm just choosing not to be a part of the play. So instead of reacting, I'm going to enact. Instead of being reactive, I'm going to be proactive. And I'm going to go out and I'm going to project my thoughts into my products, into my service, into my information. I'm not going to project my thoughts into your system of religion, of sports, of drama, of, you know, freaking shows or whatever you got going on. I'm going to make sure, my brothers and sisters, that I am projecting, and that's what I'm recommending for you. That's why I said find your diaconia. Again, monetize it yourself and promote yourself. Because if you refuse to deploy yourself, you'll be employed by someone else. Just understand that the word mind is the word mind. You're being mined for your mind. There is an agenda in place, and they want you to depend up on math, music, and language because that creates the same problems that it solves. And so you're part of the lunacy, and you're part of the rhythm of blues. There's a rhythm to making sure that you stay sick, that you stay broke, that you stay confused, and that you stay in a bad relationship. There's a rhythm. It's cyclical. They got a system. It's called the rhythm and blues. And they put it in music. You ever listen to rhythm blues? Now, no disrespect to B.B. King, great, but man, yeah, I'm not holding on. I'm not, you know, going up yonder and all this other good stuff. That's great. Don't get me wrong, brothers and sisters. But it's time for us to oscillate and vibrate as a single standing column of waveform energy. Take your authority back by simply being aware that the system is broken. And we're going to disconnect from the broken system, and we're going to reconnect to the true, authentic system. The real, that means just be authentic. And that system is God-like, which is dog-like. My brothers, my sisters, I'm your humble servant. I'm your boy. I'm your dog. Brother Will, Master Teacher 33, God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May your son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the set of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Wax official, brand new car, I ain't even tint the windows. Mike versus got me on the beat, let me eat it. Hold on, wait a minute, I've been doing this a long time, and I swear it took a long time. For my shine, I've been patiently waiting, and I'm happy I waited, cause I made it. I walk in the building and all the women get naked, hoping that I'm gonna take them and bring them back to the stable. No, 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 you must be mistaken. Either you crazy, clearly you wasn't thinking. All of my friends asking me what I've been drinking. The life of a star, overrated. The life of a boss, what I'm living. But you can't tell the difference, and I love it. Who's the life living? I believe it, believe it. God is so amazing. God is so amazing. Cause he is the reason. Y'all already made it.
Y'all already made it.
Y'all already rich, y'all already good, and we already famous.
Y'all famous.
God is amazing.
Yeah.
Who life living?
true life living until the rhythm is through. So I'ma give it to you. Yeah. True stripes giving until you make it to heaven. And I'm just telling the truth. I got a chip in my tooth. I'm going hard in the booth. I'm trying to give it to you. My father sent me to you.
Yeah.
What it do? So don't go changing the channel. I got my heart in the panel. I got my God on the mantle. I got my Bible and rifle illuminate like a candle. And I'ma show you the door, but you got a twist on the handle. Open up. Open up the door.
Yeah.
Open up your mind. And we can show you more. Cause the system is so flawed, how they put us in the morgue.
Yeah.
Ignorance is bliss till they put you in the floor. People always asking what the heck we do this for. Cause Jesus is the path and he's leading to the door.
Open.
I can't even believe it. God is so amazing.
God is so amazing.
Cause he is the reason. We already made it.
We already made it.
We already rich. We already good. And we already famous.
Famous.
God is amazing.